ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show, TGIF. Thank God it is Friday, April 10th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to thank engineers Del Reynolds and Devin Lawrence. Yesterday's show, about halfway through it, started getting text messages, phone blowing up. 43 of you texted me and said 97.7 FM was dead air. Internet, transmitter, whatever, they fixed it. So thank you guys. Greatly appreciate the effort. Patriot Voice Radio Network is 100% back up and running. 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan is, of course, the flagship radio station. The show, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network website. If you guys are listening to 97.7 ever again and we go dead air during my show, go immediately to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or the dedicated app on your cell phone for the show is TuneIn, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one, and then put in the call letters WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That is the call letters to the previous radio station. Brian Sommerfeld and I started the show back April 15th, 2012. Yes, this tax filing deadline coming up this Wednesday, tax day, will mark the 14th year anniversary we've been doing this show. And Brian, listening to me all those years ago, said, that's it. I'm fed up with Michigan. I'm out of here. Took my advice and packed up and sold everything and moved to Florida. God bless him and Blanca. Well, we had that radio station at the time together, WYPV 94.5 FM out of Mackinac City. It was sold, and eventually Vicky and I got into owning this radio station. Thank God for the previous owner and Del Reynolds, our engineer. And we have now been on this station since March of 2020. We just celebrated. This is our sixth anniversary that we've been on the air since March, started 2020 to March of 2026. So thanks to you guys. Thanks to all our radio family, our sponsors, all of you guys that have donated to us over the years for various reasons. The new transmitter evidently went on the blitz for a short time yesterday, and we went off the air. So, again, immediately switch to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or the TuneIn app. Search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice on TuneIn, and you'll be right back, not missing a beat of this show. Also, the radio station's back up, WCHY, thecallletters.us, on the website for the radio station, as well as Simple Radio app for the radio station. Just download Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R, and search for the call letters for the radio station, WCHY. Justin Michael, running for Congress in the 1st District. Got some interesting conversation lined up for him. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This absolutely terrific, fantastic TGIF Friday. Joining us on the line right now is candidate for the 1st Congressional District in Washington, D.C. Justin Michael is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I want to share something with you personally that you and I have not talked about yet at all. This is going to be a little bit of new information for you, but I want to share my experience down at the endorsement convention that the Michigan Republican Party shared with everybody. All the precinct delegates were there, gave us the opportunity to come down. And you remember when we got there, we went and got our credentials. Remember the tables, Justin, that they had set up for each district? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was. So I was at the end of that helping people put those lanyards through those little eyelets.
Those little slots. Yeah.
And the reason I did that is because when I tried to do it, it ripped mine in half and I had to tape it up. So right. I figured the best way I could help the district and show them that I'm ready to get them going when I get to Washington, D.C. is to solve the most complicated problem. And that was putting the lanyard through the paper little eyelet that they had.
Yes, it was.
I was there. I remember.
Well, guess what my experience was? We were in line, and at the front of the line was a new recently announced candidate that just got into the race a couple of weeks ago, prior to the endorsement convention, actually. And we were standing there waiting, and this candidate, I'm not even going to mention his name, was shaking hands and greeting people. Along with him was two gentlemen that were campaign staffers. That's what they look like. You know how most candidates have staffers that follow them around like little puppy dogs?
Well, absolutely.
Two guys were there, and the one gentleman, kind of a tall guy, him and I were, you know, looking each other in the eye. He was 6'3", 6'4". And he looked over and he saw my radio station shirt because I was wearing my uniform. Whenever I go out in public, my Your Defending Father's black hat, my radio station T-shirt, my black pants, black tennis shoes. It's a uniform. That's my military uniform for the radio station. He looked up and he saw my crucifix. And he got this big smile on his face. And he said, "Good morning, brother." You know, being a Christian brother, he's shaking my hand. I shook his hand. And he reached in under his shirt and he pulled out his chain and he had a crucifix similar to mine, actually. And I looked at him and I said, "Why are you wearing it inside your shirt?" And he said, "Well, my boss doesn't want me to show it." And I said, "Who's your boss?" And he pointed to this candidate who was engaged talking with some other people a couple feet away. And I said to him, I said, "Well, it's time for you to get a new boss." Okay? If your boss is telling you to be ashamed or you don't want to offend anybody by wearing your crucifix outside your shirt because he's afraid it might hurt his ability to get votes, I think you need a new boss. And he said to me, "Well, actually, I've known him ever since we went to college, and he's a really good guy." And I said, "Well, if he's a really good guy," and I handed him my radio station business card, and I said, "If he's a really good guy, have him call me, and I'll have him on the show." And he said, "On the show?" I said, "Yeah. We own a radio station. My wife owns a radio station. I do a show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. We talk to quite a few people around the state of Michigan." I said, "Have him give me a call and I'll have him on the show." "Fantastic. Great. Okay." So he put it in his pocket. We started moving forward because people were being taken care of. And he put out his hand and I shook his hand and he said, "Hi, I'm, you know, so-and-so, and I'm running for first congressional district." I said, "Hi, I'm Trucker Randy." As soon as I said that, Justin, he pulled his hand back. And I thought, well, that's kind of a weird reaction to him learning that I'm Trucker Randy. Maybe he knew me. I didn't know. And I said, "Yeah," I said, "I gave my card to your handler there, your staffer. I'd love to have you on the show." And he said, "Yeah, okay, whatever." And I'm like, at that point, it almost became confrontational. But I didn't want to get into the fact that he ran for Congress a couple of years ago down in the Birmingham, Oakland County area, and that Jack Bergman was the keynote speaker, basically the organizer of the event, raising money for him in that race. But now, all of a sudden, he's going to run against his good friend, Jack Bergman. It didn't make sense to me. And I said, I'd like to talk to you about it on my show. And he just turned around and started working with the people that were in line behind me. I shared that with you this morning because I didn't have a chance to explain it to you or share it with you at the convention. But I really find it offensive. I'm getting mailer in my mailbox from this guy. But then I'm also getting feedback from others that said, I've heard this guy speak, and a lot of his talking points sounds a whole lot like Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And I'm like, wait a minute, is this guy a Democrat running as a Republican to kind of dilute the vote for you running against the congressman? I don't understand it, Justin. Can you help me get my head around this dynamic, what's going on?
Well, you know, we got some of the similar information. Obviously, there's a huge connection with the Bergman camp, the Bergman team, Bergman staffers. They ran his entire congressional campaign in the 11th in 2022, set up all the fundraisers. Bergman.
Oh, to be clear, to point of clarification, the 11th district serves kind of down in the Birmingham, Michigan area, correct?
Yeah, Oakland area. Yeah, exactly. So the pivoted story now, the propaganda story is I bought a house in Boyne City, and now I want to spend my time in Boyne City, and I know how to represent you. And it looks very suspicious that me gaining so much traction on the congressman, and by traction I mean a lot, we've been campaigning very hard for 14 months. We put in so many miles, so many hours. I am the only Republican candidate that has been in every county in our district at least three times. And that's not just driving through them. That's stopping and having meetings, forums, conversations, supporting local businesses, which we've done hundreds of times and posted about it on Facebook. This is all well documented. You can follow our social medias. You can see where we're at every day. We made a promise we'll put over 300 miles a day on in the district, and we've held solid to that promise every single day. So we're out there doing stuff. I've never seen this person in our district, period. I just saw a video that came out saying, we got our signatures, we're on the ballot. And I find it interesting that now two, I'll put Republican candidates, are making these posts like it's a big deal to get your signatures and get on the ballot. It's like, I'm not even worried about getting on the ballot because the people in the district are making sure I'll be on the ballot. We don't need to post about it or talk about it. That's a given. Everybody knows I'm going to be on the ballot because I'm out there doing the work every day. They see me. And that was very you were there, and maybe you'll, you know, agree with me when I say this. There was a lot of Justin Michael supporters.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I think that really woke people up. Even legislators were talking, wow, this is pretty crazy. We didn't expect him to have that much support. And that's just the amount of work you're doing. And the Denotter camp reached out to me, and they tried to say, hey, listen, Justin, what's it going to take basically for you to get out of the race? And I started laughing. And I said to their team, I said, listen, don't think you can come here and mail it in and buy a seat. You're not from here. I'm the only candidate that's from here. I was raised in the district. My family was raised in the district. I've never left the district. Even when I went overseas or was stationed somewhere else or was somewhere else for education or worked internationally, I always maintained my residency in Grayling. Always. I always paid Michigan taxes. Even though it was more beneficial in other areas of the country to live, I always maintain my residency in Grayling because this is my home.
Yeah.
And so I get very angry and defensive when people come into our district and want to buy a congressional seat. When people claim to have vested interest here and they've been here for a week or are never present in the district at all. Because we've experienced that for the last 10 years. And now you got somebody coming in that's run, I believe you've ran in the 9th and the 11th.
And this guy's ran twice?
Yes. And the 9th and the 11th. So you can look into the 9th run. But now comes up here, gets a home, and is trying to say, he's in line saying, I'm not a carpetbagger. You're like, have you ever read the definition?
Yeah. Well, here's the other component to this. The people that have told me that they got his mailers like I have, I'll take a picture of it and text it to you.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got – my mom got one and gave it to me.
Okay, mom got one. Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah. Well, I put it out there on the radio and also on social media, and I got inundated with comments and people even on social media posts I noticed says – this guy is talking point sounds just like Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Have you heard those same kind of comments?
Oh, well, I actually, not to be rude or anything, but I don't really care about either one of the candidates in terms of their campaigns. I don't follow them unless I get something that someone sends me.
No, I get it.
But like, to be honest, like their words and their messaging, it's always the same BS that you get every election cycle.
Yes.
I'm the only person out there talking about plans on how to do stuff. I'm not giving people talking points. I'm saying exactly how we're going to go about doing it. And I'm not doing that just to Republicans. I'm the only one doing it in front of a room full of Democrats. Not because I'm trying to persuade them to vote, but because right. I'm defending Republican values and positions to people who oppose our views. Because that's what leadership is. And so I don't – when I say I don't care about them, it's not that I don't care about them as people, but I don't care about their messaging because to me it's all a bunch of fluff, all of it. It's just coming in, doing the same rhetoric over and over again, sending out your mailers, putting your cool little videos online and trying to get people – like propaganda, trying to get people to think that you're – moral individual or that you're a caring person and you're going to make a big impact in the district. And it's like, how do you even know what's going on if you haven't been anywhere in the district?
Exactly.
I've been to hundreds of Republican events, whether it's walking in parades at 25 below zero in tip-up town or being in Barraga going around and meeting people or going up to Calumet or Copper Harbor or spending time in Ironwood or going to Dickinson County or Menominee or Delta or up in the Sioux or in Alger, Munising, you name it. I've been all over those places talking to people. So
I understand. Do
not come to our district and send some flyers in the mail and make some goofy commercials and say that you're from here because
Amen.
You're not.
Amen.
And you don't, you just don't know.
I'm going to give out the campaign website, Justin Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L for Congress.com. Justin,
I appreciate you, Randy. You have a great Friday and a good weekend. I'll see you soon.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources Parks and Recreation Division is closely monitoring water levels of Mullet Lake and the Black River in Sheboygan County. Mullet Lake and the Black River feed into the Sheboygan River before the town and then flow north into the mouth of Lake Huron. The DNR is working with local officials to manage the situation. A comprehensive plan is in place to help keep the the public safe should high water conditions persist. Michigan lawmakers are debating two bills that look at standardizing food truck regulations across the state. The proposed legislation would establish a uniform fire code for food trucks and prevent local governments from levying additional fees or taxes on their operations. The bills passed the Republican-controlled House. They still need to be approved by the Democratic-controlled Senate before being sent to the governor. More Michiganders are buckling up before hitting the road. Katie Hyde has that story.